You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are welcoming Rachel Williams, who is a postdoctoral researcher at the Faculty of Education and Social Work, and she has been involved with a digital literacy program for primary and intermediate students. Good morning, Rachel.
Oh, good morning, Hannah. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for coming in this morning. I wanted to begin things just by asking you if you could tell us a little bit about the Summer Learning Journey program that you are conducting.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a program that's been happening for the past year. We've been operating in 11 low decile schools in the East Auckland area. And wow. So this particular program is really being offered to year 4 through 9 students over any holiday periods, just to really encourage them to keep practicing and keep their literacy skills up. As researchers in the Wolf Fisher Center, where I'm based, we really recognize that a lot of our students are struggling over summer. So they learn and learn, they make really impressive achievements over that school time, leave school, don't engage actively in learning over this 6-week holiday period. Right. And not surprisingly, they're coming back to school and achievement levels are dropping.
So where is the root cause of that? Is that the fact that maybe it's not enforced enough at home for them to kind of pick up a book and read it? Or, yeah, where is that coming from? Why is there that slip?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think as educational researchers, we're really grappling with that one and we're still trying to figure it out. I think the short answer is there are a multiple number of significant causes. A number of my colleagues have looked at this over the past couple of years, and I'd suggest in most cases it's lack of access to learning resources or right. to opportunities within the home over the holiday period to keep engaging with learning. So as a team, we sort of sat down and looked at how we as a small organization could try to offer students something that they could pretty easily engage with, have access to, that would be stimulating.
Yeah.
Because of course it's summer and kids want to be outside and we're totally supportive.
Yeah.
Very encouraging of that. But we do recognize that there needs to be some sort of educational opportunity afforded to these children. Mm-hmm. So we opted for a digital medium.
Cool. And can you tell us a little bit about what the, hopefully I say it right, the Manaya Kailani cluster is?
Yes, absolutely. You pronounced it perfectly. Cool. It's a hard one. The Manaya Kailani cluster at this stage is a group of 12 schools, almost going to be 13, that have essentially adopted a digital pedagogy. So this means that all children attending these schools are equipped with their own digital devices. So wow. This could be tablets or Chromebooks. And it means that teachers have had to adopt quite a new and innovative way of teaching. So instead of our standard sort of paper and pen or chalk kind of approach that I was used to growing up, we're looking at children who are bringing in a computer and looking to engage almost exclusively with math learning, science, English, everything on a computer.
So why have you chosen a digital platform to address literacy? Because I mean, when I was growing up, you know, we'd use computers sometimes, but never to learn how to read or to improve any of that. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it's a brand new one for us as well, because like you, that was my experience. I think we're recognizing that certainly for the children in these Manaya Kailani cluster schools, this is a really familiar medium and a familiar approach for them. And so we as researchers really want to meet the children where they're at, and we want to create something that is not only relevant but comfortable. It's also a relatively new approach, and so we wanted to try something that was a little bit cutting edge, a little bit different, and sort of recognize the fact that these are 21st century skills that our children need.
Yeah.
A lot of these children wouldn't otherwise have opportunities to use computers. Most of us as adults do need them, and so we're trying to bridge that gap.
Yeah.
The education in primary school is now reflecting ultimately what the children will need when they finish.
Do you find that they still pick up a book, or they can separate themselves from that digital world?
It's a really good question. I would say yes. There's still a genuine passion and interest and commitment to using a variety of different teaching materials. So it isn't that the teachers are exclusively using the computer, but they are relying on it for opportunities. And I think it offers some really amazing opportunities, particularly to create evidence of learning and then being able to share that. We have children actually all over the world who are blogging back with our children over the holiday.
Wow.
as part of this program. And so it's inspiring and it's exciting. And not only do we create the picture and our teacher gets to see it and we get to bring it home and put it on the fridge and our parents get to admire it, but potentially hundreds of people around the world get to share our learning and support our learning and communicate back.
Cool.
So I do think it's pretty unique.
Yeah, definitely. So what are the overall results that have come from this program so far?
Good question. We are very much in the midst. So we're 1 year into a 2 year project. This will be, as I said earlier, the third version though of our program. So we have had the opportunity to evaluate the first two programs. The first program ran this time last year. So it was the summer holiday period. And essentially what we looked at was the impact on students' writing ability, given that they are blogging. Effectively, they are digitally writing this material. So we took a look at their writing scores before they started the program. So the end of the school year, and we compared that with what was happening at the end of the summer or the beginning of the next school year. And historically, what we would anticipate is the students' achievement would really drop. So we'd see a really significant decrease. Students who participated in our program, however, realized quite the opposite and in fact maintained their learning. This was huge. This is the first time amongst any of these school students, amongst I'd suggest a lot of our low decile schools in New Zealand, that we're seeing a maintenance of literacy learning over summer. And we were able to compare the students who did participate and maintain with those who didn't from the same school, because it could just be that we had a remarkable group of young people who just happened to be literacy kind of experts or superheroes that year. And indeed, what we did see is students who didn't participate still had that really dramatic and significant drop. So,
did you find that this program worked for some, but also not for other children? Or was there an overall, like, did it overall have like a positive effect? Or were there just some people that couldn't respond to like learning through this kind of platform?
Oh, that's a really a good question. I'd say it does appear that this program met the needs of all the participants. It is relatively rare, I would suggest, that a program could do that, but it was built to be inherently incredibly flexible. So the students were given opportunities to complete the activities embedded in the program anytime they wanted, anywhere they wanted, in any way they wanted. And so essentially that allowed the students to make the program work for them. And we saw as a result huge engagement and excitement, which I think ultimately contributed to achievement. You know, if kids are excited, they're engaging in learning, we can only hope that ultimately it is going to have a positive effect. And in our case, it really has.
Cool. And where to now with the program? What steps are you taking?
Well, we're in the midst of the busiest week of our entire year. We launched our third version of the program on Saturday the 17th. So I have just snuck away from the office to come and chat, but we have been madly blogging. So the program last summer had just a small kind of three schools participating, ran a second version in July with six, and now we have all 11 Manaiakalani cluster schools. So we have almost 400 students who've registered for our program, and they are madly posting blogs. We've got hundreds and hundreds already up and sort of 4 days in. Cool. So that'll be us for the next 5-6 weeks. We'll be blogging and commenting and encouraging and supporting these kids to keep going with their learning. Brilliant. And then we're going to explore the impact, as we have before, on their achievement and on their engagement.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic program, and it's great to see that you're still going with it and keeping on, like, gaining more just more data and more information on kids and learning and improving their summer capabilities of growing their minds. So thank you so much, Rachel Williams, for coming in this morning, and I wish you all the best for the summer, which is going to be pretty hectic for you by the sounds of things.
Thank you, Will. It was just a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Hannah.
Cool. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.